more what, like Paranerds? Nope, more like the Paranerds. Hey, it's me once again, Cameron Ferris.com with a few in his mouth, and I'm here with my co-host,
Exhausted Bruce.
That's right.
I'm probably exhausted.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking exhausted too. Just in the mic. Don't fall, Mike. Who's Mike? Anyways, we're pretty exhausted because we got new jobs.
Yay!
Day jobs.
I miss being unemployed. To be honest, I was sitting at work.
On my own, I wish I was.
I was like sitting at office. I'm like, I don't need this job. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Yes, yeah. I do. Man, I would have been playing Borderlands right now if I wasn't working.
That's the thing, man. It's so hard to play games, but.
We didn't do a podcast last week.
We didn't do one last week because now I work my schedule 8 to 4, which means I'm up at 5:30. What's your schedule?
My schedule is 8 till 4:30, but I'm up at 6.
Yay! It's so much fun, isn't it? It's
nighttime when I leave.
Yeah, it's nighttime when I get there, and it's nighttime when I leave. But yeah, whatever. It's new jobs. I'm sure in a couple of months I'm going to complain about it. Although it is not like the best. I can say it now. It's not like Best Buy. God, retail. I don't think I can ever do retail again.
I'm so glad I'm not doing retail. Yeah. Somewhat, to an extent.
Yeah, so far, I like my job, for those who are asking. No one cares.
Nope, we just got mail. That was your job. Oh, nice.
Oh, no, that's not good. Anyways, this is podcast number 109. Wow, don't you dare say point one.
I was going to, but I'm too exhausted.
Yeah, I know. So what's on the pipeline for this week? We're going to talk about games we've been playing, along with a contest.
Oh!
Another giveaway.
And the winner of the last contest. Oh! The Mass Effect 3 contest.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We have a winner.
We got a winner?
We got a winner.
Do you have their email or name?
Yeah. I posted on the thing just in case.
Oh, did you?
Congratulations, okay. Julian Ace!
Woo! Is that a real name?
Yeah.
Oh,
Julian Ace.
Good job.
We got a lot of hits, and I just freaking...
You took care of that. What was the contest? Oh, wait, before, hold on.
Yeah.
We're also going to be talking about news, new releases, top 10s. What's the top 10? Top 10 creepiest things in gaming. Woo! Because this was made
before
Halloween. And we're recording after Halloween. Anyways, and the last topic, speaking of Halloween, we're going to talk a bit, that's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
We're going to talk a little bit about our Halloween experiences.
I did shit all.
No, not this year, just in general. Oh, okay. I didn't take all this year
this
either.
This year, like, I was supposed to get candy to one person.
Yeah.
Like, because Peter was bringing his nephew over. So he's like, I'm coming over now. So as soon as I turn on the fucking light to the door, kids start swarming. I'm like, oh god, I'm like half naked with a bucket. Like, what do you want? Parents are looking at me. They're like, trick or treat. I'm like, here. One little girl's like, I don't have can. I don't have a bag. I'm like, your pocket's taken. I'm like, you know the kids I'm looking for.
Okay. When I was at work, there's this dude dressed up like a biker, but I didn't know it was Halloween, right? I completely forgot it was Halloween. I'm like, are there any people like this guy in here? God, the security in this place sucks.
He's thinking of you. Wow, they're letting people like this guy.
Oh, nice costume. You look like a homeless fellow. A fat, plump homeless fellow. Did you say homo? No, homeless. anyways, and we're talking about a little bit about our Halloween things. But yeah, about the contest. So what was that
contest
about?
Basically was...
Because you took care of that. That was all you.
Yeah, and you just... Basically, you just send me an email to whatever character you like or class you like for Mass Effect 3, and you get a pre-order code for the Xbox 360.
Word.
Simple as that. Person, Julian Ace, said his or hers.
I don't know.
It's kind of hard. Julian Ace. Those are both names you can't really identify by.
Julius was from Pulp Fiction, but Julius was also a Caesar.
Julian.
What? Beatles?
I'm not as big a fan as you are. I like them. I just don't know all their music.
I should have went as Paul McCartney or John Lennon.
You could have been both.
I could have done a lot of things.
But
I'm too tired.
Yeah, so he or she chose Soldier Class, and his reason behind it was the fact that it's more balanced out and you get grenades.
Word.
Simple as that. Random pit. I didn't even like do what you do and cut it out and put it in the hat. I don't have a hat. I just put my hand on the screen and went up and down a few times.
Well, you're looking at the screen?
No, I closed my eyes.
Okay, close your eyes.
Well, I landed
we're
first on... Well, technically, the Persian prince from like Arubia like won, but I deleted that and did it again.
Oh, did he...
Spam. Like,
did he tell
just...
you won money again?
Yeah.
Nice.
But when you...
Meanwhile, this guy's in Persia going, why does this guy not want his money?
Yeah, why? What the hell? Actually, someone did a skin on that. It was funny. Whatever. Let's go.
But yeah, so before we get into anything else, what games have you been playing?
Borderlands 2. I played Borderlands 2.
Ow, I put muscle.
Are you all right there?
Ow.
I think I in Borderlands 2, I think I made it halfway. I don't know. I don't really want to say anything because I don't know if it's Borderlands. Like,
purple screen.
What happened there?
That's my
key. Hey, but anyways, I don't know if it's like spoilers or not, so I don't want... Oh,
hey,
purple screen.
Damn it, purple screen.
Halloween.
Actually, it's November 1st, which means in exactly 17 days, 16 days,
it's your birthday.
Although I most likely be working on my birthday. Fucking screen, stop turning blue.
Yeah, so Borderlands, no, you're going to break it.
Am I? Did I break it?
I don't know. I think you did. We'll have to do this blindfolded.
Okay,
just close your eyes. But, yeah, I made it to a good point. Let me just say that shit hit the fan.
Yeah, I can't see my screen.
Yeah, I don't know what to do now.
Okay, it sucks. Oh, shit, it's dimming. It's dimming.
No, no, you can't do that. Whatever you're doing, stop!
I'm not doing anything!
Is it screwed in?
It will be in a second.
You're supposed to screw in the back, always. That's the whole point of the screws.
Look, I'm sorry, you keep talking, and I'm going to fix this the monitor.
Damn, I can't really... Well, I guess... Borderlands, I reached a nice point where it was very big twisty.
Ah, it
there
works.
You go. You screwed it in. But, yeah, I made it to a point where there was a big twist. Again, I don't want to reveal anything, but I was appalled or shocked.
Shocked.
Are they
appalled?
The both same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was those two. And I'm looking forward to actually completing the game.
Oh, man, my mini heart attack is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, it works.
No, it turns out we're not recording yet. So I played that. It's okay. And then I also...
Borderlands 2, but you're still enjoying it?
I am. I'm slowly trying to play step by step, and it's getting fun.
Yeah.
Still playing Guild Wars 2. The Halloween event just went by. It's okay. Not bad. Man, Guild Wars 2 events.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played the new Medal of Honor.
Oh, my God. How was that?
Because
Surge reviewed it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
I didn't bother reading it because I was like, I haven't even played the story yet.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the last Medal of Honor game, which I don't remember what the hell it was called.
Medal of Honor.
Was it just called Medal of Honor?
Medal of Honor?
Yeah, Medal of Honor.
Because it was a reboot,
see. Yeah, Medal of Honor Limited Edition, whatever it was called. But I didn't even play the story for that. And I didn't play the story for this one. So games like that, I usually just play storyline. Not storyline. What I didn't do is what I did. Sorry, I'm exhausted.
Okay.
I tell you I was exhausted?
I don't play for the storyline. But yeah, I played the storyline.
Yeah. But basically, I just played multiplayer. I kind of got pissed because I also don't know if I was grumpy and tired at the same time. Because it reminded me a lot of, kind of like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of too quick action. Like, you just get in there, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Dead. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You really emphasized that. Doing.
But,
do you remember? It's been a while before we had a podcast. So.
But, yeah, so.
We literally haven't spoke to each other in a week. I miss
no,
you.
No, we haven't. I know.
I miss you.
You sent me a text, and I'm like, I'll get to it later. I'm pissed and exhausted. But in this Medal of Honor game, they added a cool thing, which I did like. They added these called fire teams. So before you start a game, you could assign basically a partner. And if you play together, you get more points and experience, and you spawn it. It's kind of like in Bad Company 2, remember how you could spawn in a group of four?
Yeah.
But this is like they minimize it to a group of two. So it's like it's a little bit more like, all right, buddy, you and I forever. That's not a song, but I'm hoping you could pull something out of your ass.
No idea.
You and me.
And me and you.
Together. Yeah, I should have said that instead.
So happy together. I can't fix
but yeah. So I was, first time playing multiplayer, I was pissed.
That's catchy. Sorry.
Yeah. And second time I played, I kind of got the hang of it. Mostly because I was playing.
Play the story mode?
I just don't have time for that. Ain't no one got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Let's say it right. Or
don't
say,
it at all. Okay. All right,
ain't
sorry.
Nobody got time. You sound like you were doing a new McDonald's slogan. Ba 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 ba.
Ain't but I don't do the story because I just don't have time for that.
Yeah,
I really.
I hear you.
So I was playing as a sniper and I get in. And Medal of Honor, they do that kind of stuff where if you get killed, it doesn't tell you where you got killed from, and it's like stop fucking killing
me. There's no kill cams.
No kill cam. It just shows your guy dying in slow motion. You're like I know I'm dead, but I don't know who killed me and what's going on. It's just and like the other Medal of Honor game, they. Every time you get a kill streak, it's like kill streak rewards.
Yeah.
You select either an offensive one or a defensive one. But when you're playing the game and the icons appear, you don't know which one's offensive or defensive. So you're like, four. And you're like,
makes sense. Yeah.
But it's a little bit confusing. But I've only played a few games. But hopefully I'll get into it and really enjoy it. But for now, that's what I've been playing.
Well, Surge gave it a 3.5 out of 10. So
I don't know if
you
that's
can read the whole review on the site. But yeah, he says it's what he pretty much said is that. It's way too, linear.
Story-wise.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to judge multiplayer.
Yeah.
To give, I think a lot of places, even us, we don't really, judge a game by its multiplayer.
Well, he said it's also 4 hours, or 4 or 5 hours long, I think he says.
Yeah,
I heard
the story was short.
It holds your hand all the way through, a very bad menu system, and just feels rushed in every way possible.
My theory behind this...
Medal of Honor should retire. Honestly.
No, I think what they're doing is... I guess it's kind of mean to say it's a cash grab, but essentially it is. It's funding for Battlefield 4.
Yeah, just like
because
how...
Because when Battlefield 3 was coming out, they had Medal of Honor. And if you bought Medal of Honor, you get beta to Battlefield 3.
Mm-hmm.
This one, if you buy Medal of Honor Warfighter, you get beta to Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
But Battlefield 4 is not announced yet because it's obviously in production. But They need the money. That's the only reason why I
bought it. It's all about the money. We don't need your funny.
What is
funny.
Is this freaking one of those musicals? Is this a musical podcast?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. But yeah, so it's
like, is this a musical podcast?
I thought that for a moment, I thought that was an actual song.
Oh, no. I was just singing very loudly.
Yeah, but so
is this the way to your heart?
That was awesome. It reflects my mind. So every time you scream, I like shit myself a little. But yeah. So,
is this the end of the
I peed a little too. But yeah, Medal of Honor. So it was like, Medal of Honor, you buy it now, you get Battlefield 4 beta. I bought it, sold. Like, I don't even care for the game. I don't care if I ever play it again. I just want the beta.
I'm surprised you got that. It's so random.
Well, because I'm like, Battlefield.
Oh, that's
right. I got to play that when it comes out. So that's the only reason. And, you know, my friend also agrees that it's just an in-between project. Kind of like when they do
007 and they make the money for Call of Duty.
Like Call of Duty. They do Call of Duty 2 and then they do like Black Ops.
Whoa. All of them are good, but I mean.
Yeah, they're good. I know. Well, yeah.
Well, we have a new review of 007 coming up, which by the time this podcast will come out, the thing will come out. The review. Callum wrote it. Haven't edited it yet, so I don't know what the score is yet.
But yeah, so it's just kind of like an in-between project to get the real shit going.
Yeah, of course.
Like, Medal of Honor, the other one.
But they shouldn't do budget games like this on not budget prices.
Well, I don't even know what their budget is.
You know, it's not 60. Yeah. You should make it like 30.
Yeah, exactly. But then they'll have to release two of those to make up for the one.
Yeah, well, no one's going to buy that one.
But
it's
one of those games, like the first Medal of Honor one.
The hell just popped up?
You got MSN, Bananas, or something like that.
Most likely Steam.
But yeah, so it's like the Medal of Honor game, it's kind of sucked. It was short and everything.
Yeah.
But then the Battlefield 3, amazing. This Medal of Honor game, kind of short and meh. Battlefield 4, amazing.
Yeah,
and then Medal of Honor Bananarama, okay.
You spit right onto my lips. That was
Does
weird.
It taste delicious?
It tastes like, I don't know what it tastes
like. I had cookies on the way here. And then like Battlefield 4, you know what I mean? It's an in-between project. The way they get you to buy is by advertising the better game, which is kind of a shitty tactic. But whatever.
Yeah.
It worked. I bought it. I don't spend money and I got Medal of Honor collecting dust. What have you been playing?
Jesus, that was such a weird gap. Wow, what I've been playing, Walking Dead Episode 4 came out last week.
How was it?
Oh my god, I don't want to spoil anything.
All right.
But
so you better throw out that milk. Or drink the milk. That's I'm exhausted.
The
sorry.
The milk
yeah.
is
yeah.
spoiled. In the game, you make choices really fast.
Yep.
There's one choice, and I'm not going to spoil anything here because it's just.
Everyone dies. Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a kid in there named, I think his name is Ben, I forget. I think it's Ben. He fucked up many times. Okay, I'm not going to ruin too much of the game because the storyline is very good. At one point, you have the choice of
killing the little bastard.
Well, no, he's falling off, and you could save him or you could let him go. So zombies are coming up, and people are going like, "Hurry, we got to hurry the fuck up!
Please help me!"
And well, he's not a little kid; he's like,
"Oh, please help me!"
He's a 21, I'd say, right? And he was a dumbass the whole time. But at the same time, when I play these games, I put myself into it.
I heard that's the way you should play, as if, like, what would you do?
Because, like, just because the guy's a dumbass, he's still a human,
same
you know
thing,
what I mean?
Same thing with the actual show. Like,
yeah.
The way they do it is, like, they want to put the, you know, the viewers, like, how they would
Have
react.
You watched the latest Walking Dead?
Yes.
Yeah, Rick doesn't take any more shit.
Not anymore.
Eh?
And it's funny, though, because it's the third season, and realistically, if I was in the show, I think by that point, I would have that attitude as well. Like, fuck.
He's like, you tried to kill me?
Because, like, my friend and I were watching it, and he's like, what would you do to the prisoners? I'm like, I'd kill every fucking one of them.
Yeah, that's
my
prison. Yeah, that's what I was saying, too.
You know what I mean? But,
So in this game, you have your little group of people who survive or didn't survive, depending on what choices you made in the past.
Yeah.
So there's one guy, Ben, so he fell over, like, the clock tower, and Venom was there. No, Venom wasn't there. So he's, like, hanging, right? And he's like, I'm like, oh, shit, like, there's a timer at the bottom, like, zombies are getting closer.
Yeah.
And he's like, just let me go, man. Honestly, just let me go. I screwed up way too much. Okay. Oh, God, why? I'm like, oh, my God, you didn't actually want to die?
No. Well, he got what he wanted. Leave it at
so
that.
So he fell, his legs
I'm
broke.
I'm alive.
And then you hear him like, why did you do this to me? Like, in the background.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Load
I felt
game,
so
load
awful.
Game.
Like, I felt really bad in real life. I was like, I'm a terrible person. Like, I thought he wanted to die, but
he said so. Leave it at that.
But yeah, but he's, you know, people say that all the time, and you can forgive him for doing stupid things. But the thing is, that girl Clementine that you take
She hates
care
it because that was his love child.
Sort of. So
like
when she
that.
Finds out, like, you know, what happened to him? And you kind of like just shake your head.
The
like,
way I'd present it is he wanted to go. He sacrificed his life for us.
I think that was the option I chose, but she still cried. But when she started crying, I was like, I'm sorry. What can I do? I'm sorry.
He'll come back as a zombie. We can find him.
Something big happens in the game, which I did not expect. I will not ruin it. I'll tell you off the air, though.
All right.
But yeah, something big happened, and when it happened, I was like, no! Like, no!
You are Rick, a zombie.
Honey, come in here. We gotta see this. Try to sleep. Yeah, so Walking Dead Episode 4, I cannot wait for Episode 5.
But apparently it's being released, like, in December. Usually it was, like, every month, but now it's,
every month, every 2 months.
And I'm like, well, maybe, you know, if it's in December, that means they're really putting it out there, working hard to finish it off.
Oh, it's so good. I've also been playing Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. I was on
the... play that already.
Well, the thing with Kingdom Hearts is that you have three different characters.
Oh, okay. So you're playing the second time?
I'm playing the third time.
Oh, okay.
So the first character is its storyline, then the second... Which is weird, because the first character, I bought my PSP around this time. Yeah. I played as Terra.
All right.
And then I the second time, I played as Ventus, which is last year. At this time, because it says my save files, which is weird.
Yeah.
And then I started playing it again this time, and I'm playing as Aqua. So now I'm playing, like... It's cool, because it's
Barbie
like...
Barbie Girl?
It's like Crash. Huh. Oh, Aqua.
I was going to sing it. Forget it.
Yeah, so the game's like Crash, because when you play Terra, you go through all this. Plays Ventus, he's looking for Terra, and they're like, hey, you know, we just saw your friend go by, and they kind of, you know, it's cool like that.
Yeah.
What the hell is I going with this? Oh, yeah.
Great game.
So, do you remember the characters' names?
Terra, Ventress, and Aqua.
Ventus and Aqua.
That was pretty close.
Now, in Portuguese, say it.
It's, isn't it dirt and...
Fuck it, it's dirt, wind, and water. It's, like, clicked.
Actually, it is, yeah.
I was like, holy shit, their name is... Oh, my God. I was like, man, Sora. Oh, wait, no, Sora means shit all. I'm just trying to connect the dots.
Meanwhile, like, the version you got was meant for the European. They got is, like, Joe, Frank, and, like...
Come on. Oh, wait, he's talking Portuguese. But, yeah, so I thought that was really cool. So I'm still playing that. I'm so almost done.
Actual Mickey. Well, I don't know if in the news, but whatever.
It's in there.
Yeah, all right.
So, yeah, I've been playing Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, still having a lot of fun with it. It's probably my favorite Kingdom Hearts game.
Alright, that's good.
Like, in the series, not ever of all time.
Stupid name, though, whatever.
Birth by Sleep?
Yeah.
Well, it's because when they die.
Only then
do we become alive. Rui, the Heartless, you're my friend. So, and we are nobodies. But what's a nobody? Kevin X. Because they all have an X in their name. Ruix. Roix. Roox. Roosterx.
Who knows?
The Heartless. We have to... This is the thing that I like about Kingdom Hearts, is that... Well, I don't like the story. The story's dumb, but I like the characters. But it's really
hard...
But you
like the name. You don't like the story, you like the characters, but you like the name.
No, I like the game, I said.
All right.
Okay. But the thing is, like, the game's like this. What is the Heartless?
Skip.
But sing an opera song in the background.
I don't know any opera song.
No, but just do, like, an orchestra, like... Oh, but away from Mark.
What am I supposed to do?
Who's Mark? Oh, anyway, so I'm like, what? Just sing. Mario. What is the Heartless? Are there any friends? Sora, Kari, I will miss you. I will revenge you. I will destroy you.
Huh?
Yeah, we're definitely... Like, it's really weird when Mickey Mouse jumps into the picture. Because I'm like, oh, right, you're in this game too. And yeah, it's just bizarre. That joke was supposed to be funnier than that. The other game I've been playing was The Simpsons Tapped Out. I'm still fucking playing that game.
You're still playing that?
Religiously. I time everything around this game now. I'm like, okay, if I go to sleep now, in 12 hours, I should be awake. But I still have to take a shower, so 12 and a half. So I'm going to build a house here. Takes about 12 hours to build. Everything is around this game. And you do get donuts. You don't have to pay for
donuts.
It. So I got donuts. I'm working on the nuclear power plant. And nobody cares. But if you want to add me, because he uses Origin, that's Kevin Love 3.
Thanks.
Kevin
Love 3 or Left?
Left.
Right. Kind of did sound like Kevin Love 3.
Kevin Love 3?
Hey, if you want to Love 3, that's fine
with
me.
Kevin Love 3. The other game I've sort of not really been playing is Lollipop Chainsaw. I am... Well, first off, you know my girlfriend's very PC.
Like she's very, and I'm Mac, and you're Mac.
She's very politically correct, and she gets offended very easily. So it's very hard when I'm, like, playing a game
in front
of her.
I think she just got offended by you saying that.
Well, it's very hard when I'm playing a game in front of her. Like, this is one of those games.
You don't
have
to judge it, do you?
No. Like, it's...
You really think this is a game?
Like, this and Doom Forever, the kind of games... Hey, Fred! These two games are the two, like, Doom Nukem, and this one is, like, the kind of games you don't
kind of
play.
Embarrassed to play.
Yeah, I'm like,
or,
wow.
Like, beach volleyball.
Like,
or...
as much as I, like, defend video games, it's really hard to defend this, right? Because I'm telling her, like, I'm like, yeah, I know, she's very young-looking, and yes, she's pretty much naked.
And yes, I'm naked.
And I'm masturbating at the same time, but the game is actually...
Fun.
Know,
it is. It's a one-handed game.
We'll get there. So, you know, it's hard to, like, already have this game with this character lead and all that. So she's not really paying attention to it. She's like reading a book or something. I'm playing a game. And then
you're watching a person read a book in a game?
No, I'm playing a game. She's reading a book.
Oh, your girlfriend. I thought it was a lollipop girl.
I'm like, turn that page. Turn that page. So I'm playing the game. And when she's not paying attention to the game, whatever. But my God, like, because this game is very, like, wacky and, like, shocking. Yeah. That some of the things they say, even I'm like, what? Like, even I'm offended.
Lord.
Because at one point when you're fighting one of the zombie bosses, he's like, you fucking whore! I'll fucking kill you and jizz on you! True line from the game. So when he said that, my girlfriend was like, what is this filth? What do you play? And I'm like, it's man. Like, well, how do you defend it? I'm like, yeah, it's a game.
She is a whore.
She deserves it. No, no, wait. That's not what I meant.
Look what she's wearing.
So, that's yeah, so I had to put on headphones and play it so she doesn't get offended. But the game itself isn't as intriguing as I thought it would be. I'm not interested in it at all.
A 12-year-old Call of Duty player wrote that.
It's very repetitive. It's very blah. Like, it's you only have a chainsaw. Nothing happens to the chainsaw. You don't get, like, a bazooka chainsaw. Maybe you do later. But in the game, it's just... I know it's short.
Sort of, like, golden or rainbow chainsaw, some shit like that.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's just not for me. Which is weird because I've had this game the longest, and I put, like, 11 hours of Forza Horizon, and I put, like, 2 hours of Lollipop Chainsaw. Lollipop Chainsaw is only 4 hours long. I still haven't beaten it. I have no desire to. It sucks. And speaking of Forza Horizon, hey, I played Forza Horizon. We got a review copy. Good. Actually, yeah, it was actually very good. I didn't expect to get a copy at all, considering I got an email saying, hey, you're not getting a copy,
hey,
by the
way. Hey, you suck, but here's a copy.
Yeah, so I ended up getting a copy, which it was one of my, like, you know, new week, and I was like, I'm feeling good. Ooh, free game. Ooh, my girlfriend's happy. Ooh, you know, all this.
Yeah.
So it was a good day. So I started playing Forza Horizon, which is weird, because I literally, before I quit Best Buy, I bought Forza 4.
Yeah.
Because I love Forza. I played the fuck out of Forza 2, so I bought Forza 4, because I'm like, I want to buy a game with discount, my last game, yeah. Right? So I'm like, I've been looking at Forza 4. It's not going any cheaper than $20 on staff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, fuck it, I'll just buy it instead of 40. Bought it, went home, played it, you know, a day. Next day, got Horizon. I was like, really? Really?
It's too late to return it.
So, yeah, I've been playing Horizon. It's very, very, very good. It's no longer track. Like, you know me, I'm not a car guy, but I like racing games for some reason. Like,
yeah,
I like,
so do I.
I like customizing them.
What
I like
the other one
money.
That we played?
Need for Speed?
No, CPR. PC.
Oh, Project Gotham Racing.
Yeah, PGR.
Yeah, PGR, yeah.
I like that. It was good.
Yeah, I like racing games, but I don't know shit about cars. You can point at an engine and be like, that's a super tire. And I'm like, oh, man, really?
Why is there a tire in the hood?
That's crazy. So, yeah, I got Forza Horizon, and I like racing games a lot. This one isn't like the other ones where you know, tracks and all that. It's actually open world. But it's open world to the extent that everywhere you go, there's something to do. Like, you're driving around, and then you're like, hey, let's do a street race randomly with people in front of you, just random
cars. Isn't
that
like Need for Speed, like, back then?
Sort of, but for Forza, Need for Speed is very, like, you hit a wall, you're like, twirl, twirl, twirling into the future.
Do you get Nas in this one?
No, it's Forza.
No,
it's more,
I
like,
just thought maybe, like, hey, let's street race. Like, ah, come
so,
on.
So, no, you have street racing, you can do, like...
pizza deliveries.
No, you can do racing, there's a lot of things you can do in a game. What I do like about it is after you complete a challenge,
yeah.
It's like... rival. You can fight anyone, like, whoever has the game on your Xbox list. So I was facing Corey's, and I said, yeah, I'll challenge him.
Right.
And you see his car, like a ghost
like
version.
Like a ghost, yeah.
And you gotta...
That's kind of cool.
So I'm like, that's really cool, because you even get money out of that. And even though there's speed traps, you can go as fast as you can, and it'll, like...
Record it. Yeah.
And it'll say if you beat your Xbox Live friend. So it's cool things like that. The actual game itself, like, the characters are weird, because now there's characters in the game. So, that's the one thing, that's why I gave it 9.5 out of 10.
It's pretty good.
0.5 is the characters, like, the way they look, it's very, it's like, I said this on the For Love of Gaming podcast, I was on there this
week. Whole game looks good, but the characters.
But the
characters,
it's like Ace Combat, their implants look amazing, but then when you see the people, you're like, what happened?
Stay in the plane.
So, they look very uncanny, like, they look real, but still cartoony, to the point where it's like, this makes me feel very uncomfortable. And that's how I felt during the game, because they're like, hey, sugar. Like, I don't know if I should...
Your hand's halfway down your pants?
I don't know, lollipop. So, that I don't like the characters. The storyline's like, hey, bro, I'm starting off at the bottom. I gotta make it to the top. How do I do this?
You take the stairs.
All you have to do is make all these races and get wristbands. Yeah, bro, who are you? Yo, you think you could beat me, dog? Shit.
3, 2, 1.
But, yeah, so the game's very bro. And I compared it to Fast and the Furious. Like, I'm not the target audience for this game. Like, Forza 4 is more like, hello, and welcome to Forza Motorsport.
Yeah.
This one's like, hey, welcome to Forza Crazy Horizon. So the game is very targeted towards teens and, like, that whole, like, car, yeah, bro, girls, car.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And most of the music, too, is kind of like, it's really, but every once in a while, there's Mumford and Sons and Black Keys, where I'm like,
that's it, twice. Oh,
well, there's a couple more songs on it. The game itself looks beautiful. It looks fucking great. You saw the screenshots.
Yeah.
You can customize.
I thought it was your car.
You can customize your car, which I made a Paranerds logo on it, just because I can. That took me a long time to do.
Yeah.
You can customize your car. Online multiplayer is fun, too, because I tried it just for the review.
All right.
And so I put it in. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get hooked on it. But when I even when it came in 8th, I still grew a level. And every level you grow, you get a reward. So either a free car, money, and stuff like that. So I'm like, Maybe I could get another car. So I kept racing some more until I got another car. I'm like, ooh.
Honey, it's 3 in the morning.
Pretty much. Aww. So I'm like, okay, I got to stop this because there's other things like King of the Ring and Infected and Mouse and Cat and Mouse. There's other games in multiplayer.
Cool.
And you can even buy your fucking customization. You could buy other people's things. You made Batman. You know, they're very creative with it. The whole game is fun. I mean, there's not
much. Can't wait until they start putting the booby ones.
There's not much to say about it. I mean, it is a racing car game, but I mean, it's for a Forza open world, like, that was ballsy for them to do, because Forza was always a very, very, very well
respected
game.
Just complete the race, basically.
Yeah, and like, it was very like, here it is, that's the formula, stick to it. And they
kind of like Gran Turismo. It's as if Gran Turismo
was. Gran Turismo fucked up along the lines, but.
Yeah, but Gran Turismo is always known for their like very nice details and tracks.
But
and
this
everything.
One, it's like all of a sudden it's like open world. And I was like, open world, kind of like Burnout Paradise. And when I first played it, I felt like it was Burnout Paradise, but it's completely different than Burnout. So the game,
because Burnout Paradise didn't get 9.5.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I gave it 9.5 out of 10. I forget what the pros and cons are. You can read the full review on the website or whatever
we're from.
Yeah. And the other game I sort of got, last game I got, it was Halloween Spooktacular Sales on Steam.
It's not a game.
Well, I know, but it was Steam had a spectacular sale, and yesterday was the last day to do it.
All right.
So I was like, my God, Amnesia, there it is.
$5. The game that you wanted to play. $5 is actually really
$5.
Good.
That's a beautiful price. You know what? Fuck it. Enough, like, contemplating if I should or shouldn't. Yeah. I did last time. I regret it when I didn't buy it. Bought it. $5.
Sold. Receipts.
Good. All right. Let's play this game. Fatal Error.
What does the error say?
I don't think I have the right graphic card for it.
You might not just have the right driver.
I don't know what that means. So after, I want you to fix it for me because I really want to play Amnesia. It was only $5. I don't mind that, like, I lost $5, but it's a game. I want to play it. Like, I've contemplated so long on this game that last time when I wanted to buy it, it was back to like $25, and I was like, I don't want to spend that much on a PC game. I don't play PC.
It was a good
games.
Thing you didn't spend $25 exactly. when it doesn't work.
If you can fix that. And that's pretty much it. Oh, and again, everyone in the States who were through the hurricane. Hope you guys
heck,
okay.
It was pretty bad here. It was we're pretty nowhere bad, even like in hurricane.
My
Santa
deck was completely ruined. Like my deck, there was a garbage can all over the place. There was chairs. Did you see like the bamboo sticks thing?
No, it's I didn't ripped. See that. Oh, is it? Oh,
completely
dear.
Gone. All my garbage.
It was really windy. I had to tell my dad to move his van because, like, when I came from the mall, as I was walking home, there was already a tree all over the car. I'm like, ooh, you shouldn't have parked there. Yeah. Got home, Dad, move the car.
Yeah, so I hope everyone in the States is safe.
You probably won't be hearing this because lots of people lost power.
Yeah.
But, cheer up. We'll still be here.
But hey, before we go to new releases, let's do that first, shall we? New releases. So, I heard
should
new
we
releases.
Do last week so no one cares?
Was there anything good last week? No. We already spoke about those two games. Who cares? Nah. Okay, so this week, new releases for the week of October 28, 2012 includes the games. We'll save those two for last. Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation for the Vita. Not getting a good score. That's a shame. Ragnarok Odyssey for the Vita. Need for Speed Most Wanted. That game came out. Who knew? Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask. That came out. I want it for 3DS.
Oh, Natural Selection 2 finally came out. I got some sort of code from Steam where they're like, congratulations, you get a pre-order code. I'm like, I don't know who you are.
WWE 13.
Thought that came out already. Didn't we? Like,
we spoke about it.
Oh, that's
it? That was not long ago. The game just came out. Sleeping Dogs Nightmare and North Point DLC came out. Nike Plus Connect Training. Hey, you want to play video games and train at the same time? I did not think so.
You must have Nike to play.
Stupid. Kami HD came out for the PS3. Must get Primal Carnage. Hey, that's the same game. Hey, the game was called Primal Rage. Why are you changing the name all of a sudden?
Was it Primal Rage? Is it Primal Rage the like Mortal Kombat version?
What am I thinking? No, Primal Rage is that. Isn't that what this is?
I don't know. How do you know that's
not
that?
I see a dinosaur.
I know, but that could also be that other game.
Primal Carnage is something online multiplayer class-based game of humans versus dinosaurs. Okay,
yeah, I thought it was like that first-person shooter.
Mistake.
I think it's a remake. It was a good game. I remember playing it in school. Yeah. Elementary school, grade like 7.
007 Legends came out, and Corey actually spoke about this in 4Log, and he's saying it wasn't good. And this is something I actually heard about the game. There's no ending.
What do you mean there's no ending?
The game, because it...
What do you say? Shaken, not stirred. Credits.
Because it goes through 5 classic Bond movies and his latest outing, which is Skyfall.
Okay.
But because Skyfall's not out yet, they didn't want to put that ending in the game to ruin it.
They could have just put a different ending.
Well, there is sort of an ending, but the ending's downloadable.
But it's included on this.
Well, it's free, apparently. Yeah. But still, it's a pain in the ass. My whole thing is, the game is called 007 Legends, and you're talking about 5 classic Bond movies? Why is Skyfall in there?
Because it's a classic.
Yeah, stupid. Zone of the Enders HD collection came out for PS3, which means I'm going to get it, because I never played it before, but it's a collection, I will buy it. The two big games that came out were Need for Speed Most Wanted. I don't really...
I haven't played that in a while.
I only liked Hot Pursuit, and Assassin's Creed 3 obviously came out. And how did you... Are you looking forward to Assassin's Creed 3?
No. Right, and nothing against the Americans, but it's too, like... freaking Abraham Lincoln's like, you can do it, Ezio.
I never got in. I got into the first Assassin's Creed and I found it repetitive, the first one.
Yeah.
And then the second one, I bought it, and I just, for the life of me, I could not get into it.
I enjoyed the second one and the, like, 2.5, whatever you want to call it, the Revelation one.
Yeah.
But the third one is just like, I don't know George Washington. I don't really know Abraham Lincoln. And
I'm not. Where's Jean Chrétien?
Like, I'm not a big,
or Paul,
you know,
Martin. Come on.
Patriotic American person. I'm not even American. Like, it's just,
well,
like,
that has nothing to do with it. You were Italian, like, and you enjoyed the other ones. Yeah, but Italian was all about more ami, more
cheri. Yeah, but it's, a, like, it's European. At least I'm European, right? Like, you know, that, I guess, somewhat.
But
like,
you don't
relate.
Play a game to relate to you. You play,
I play
a game
to relate. When I play Minecraft, I'm like, I gotta dig with my hands.
Nah.
But I don't know. It didn't appeal to me. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like, eh, I don't know.
We got some questions on Facebook here.
Facebook?
Yeah, we do. Anna asked, did you get the new Assassin's Creed game?
I'm not a big Assassin's Creed.
We did not. Corey asks, do you ever feel like some game critics are easy / harsh on a game because of its name? Like, does Halo automatically get high scores because it was the name Halo?
Yes.
IGN gave Halo 4, I believe, a 9.8 out of 10. My question is, just make it a 10. But anyways.
Yeah.
And IGN's very,
I think if the name is in it, like, and it's a big name, it's going to do well. Like, I'd like to say that for the Call of Duty games, but people actually enjoy it, whatever. But
the thing with Call of Duty is that people just copy and paste, man.
Yeah, no, but we love it, and we're giving it a 9.9.
Yeah, but I don't know. I haven't played Halo 4. I can't really say. But
I'm pretty sure Halo 4 is going to do well. Like, I see the real-life trailers on TV.
Yeah,
and it actually looks good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I kind of want to
watch
them.
But with big games, I sort of feel like they are more harsh. And they, well, because they're blockbuster titles, right? Like, if Carrier Commander was a blockbuster title and it was like that, I'd give it a 1. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was a 5.5 because it was not a AAA title. Like,
I think,
title.
If you're a big company, you're automatically going to be the above 0.5, like,
yeah,
above the 5 mark. And the little guy is like, freaking,
like, Medal of Honor scored lower than Commander.
Yeah, but
Carrier.
I'm not surprised if the story's good or not. Like, to be honest, I'm not surprised.
But Medal of Honor, you see what I mean, though? Medal of Honor is a big budget title and it got 3.5. Commander Carrier is not a big budget title and it got 5.5. So that's why we even I'm guilty of this. I do judge bigger titles harsher.
Harshly, because they
that's
have
why,
a higher reputation.
Like, you rarely see a game that's 10 out of 10 on our site. But if it's an iPhone game, you might see a couple because it's more.
It's a small company, who's,
yeah,
you know, and they did a really good job for what they produced.
Exactly. And you could tell the amount of work that goes in, yes or no, right?
Yeah.
Callum actually asked, do you think that the promotional campaign for Assassin's Creed 3 went too far in the demoising, the word I've never heard before, the British ignored developers' intentions to not take a side in the setting? So those of you who don't know, Callum's from the UK. So I never thought of that.
So you think? So is it that you don't basically get a side to fight for? You basically fight for
you
the
Americans,
and you,
yeah,
beat the shit out of the British?
I haven't seen the promotional campaign. The only one I did see is the one with either Jay-Z or 50 Cent, someone singing in the background, the commercials.
Anyways,
it makes me want
here.
The game because I'm like, wow, it looks really good together. But the way I look at it is that sort of, but not really, because most games,
it's always against someone else.
Yeah, someone has to be the Indians, even though that's racist now, but
yeah,
cowboy and Indians, someone has to play the Indian, right? Unfortunately, since most games are made in
America, you're going to be
American.
You're
not going to be like, you're not going to play that soldier that kills his family. You're going to play the soldier that saves the UK soldier from killing his family. You're going to be the hero.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, unless the game is like,
I really should make a game where it's the opposite.
I can't even think of a game
hero
where, like, you're not an American. Like, Call of Duty is fucking America.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah. And
you're an American to pretend to be a Russian.
And Medal of Honor, you're America.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
But if you play as Iraq.
Actually, Medal of Honor, you could be on Team Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Canada. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
But we're doing pretty bad on the rating.
But on multiplayer, if you play as, you know, like, I think Call of Duty is a little bit better because you're all soldiers.
Yeah.
Where I think Modern Warfare 2, you're like, Jihad. And, you know, just like, ooh,
Jihad.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah. But thanks for your question, guys. I don't know if we actually answered it, but hey, there it is. So up next,
are they expecting an answer on the
I said it's a recording podcast soon. Thanks for your questions, guys, and I know we did a half-assed job in answering them. Up next, we're going to be talking about news, but first, Devil May Cry backpack. Now, you've seen the backpack, or what is it called?
It's a bag.
Yeah.
You put it on your back,
and
so
it's a
bag pack.
Oh, God, we're adorable, aren't we?
We get funnier when we're tired.
Yeah, that's true. And we
at least we
other
think we're funnier when we're tired.
Don't you? Okay, calm down, Kevin. That's close to fuck. I just pooped my pants a bit.
You pooped your pants a bit.
Anyway, so we have a swag for Devil May Cry bag. That kind of rhymes. That was cool. Yo,
yeah,
man.
Yo.
We have swag from Devil May Cry bag. to enter the contest, you tag. Gotta listen to this fest.
That's what he used, tag?
Yeah, tag. So Serge brought us a bunch of swag back, and like we said, we'll give it away because I'm not going to do shit with it. So if you want this Devil May Cry peg, there'll actually be a full picture and, like, you know.
And penises.
And penises on the website. But last time we made you listen to, go to Twitter. This time we made you go on Facebook. This time.
We're making you go outside.
This time you got to go outside, grab the nearest candle. No. All you have to do, somewhere in this podcast, there's going to be a hidden message.
Right now?
Shut up.
Is it hidden?
Somewhere in this podcast is going to be a hidden message.
Could have been in the beginning. No. Because then it's a little late.
Some might say that it might be right after I finish talking. Aww. Like, not now, but like our next bumper. Aww. All you have to do is email me what the message said.
Could it be the bumper?
You'll be entered to the contest for the bag.
It's a nice bag.
Please, America and U.S. and only.
Only.
Wait. America and Canada only. No U.K. I'm sorry.
Forget the British. You got it bad enough.
Sorry. It's very expensive to ship through you guys, but America or Canada only.
Fuck yeah.
All you got to do is just listen to the message that may or may not be coming up next.
Try your best to
I think
solve
it's a cool
it.
Idea. Isn't yeah, it? It's interesting. I mean, it takes
it's
a little
than
bit.
What we got.
It's a little
who
bit
do
more,
you like?
It's a little bit
good
more
enough,
work.
You win.
A little bit more work, but if you want the bag, you know, that's
it's
what
an
I
actual
do.
Decent giveaway.
So we'll give a week. So next Thursday, which will be God knows what day. I guess it's 7th or 8th. There'll be a
I
whole. All details will be on the paranerds.com website. Hey. So yeah. Maybe the message will be up next. Who knows?
Right now. Maybe this was the message.
Oh,
what
was
did
it?
We say?
I don't know. Anyways, up next, news.
Yeah.
Whoa, sure is not. What was that? Did you
was
hear
that?
That
the hidden message?
Could that possibly have been a hidden message? Could it possibly have been played backwards? All you have to possibly do is just play it unbackwards? I don't know.
How do you do that?
I don't know. You tell me. Does
Google's
it even work?
Friend.
I don't know, because I did it last minute. So that could or could not have been a hidden message. All you got to tell me is what I said. Or is it?
This could be the hidden message.
I like how you looked at the microphone like it was a person. Damn it, I forgot to get a beer. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say we are now in news. Go quickly, grab a beer.
Oh.
And you're going to read this first headline. Okay?
Wait, is this a challenge?
Well, it's not. Where are you going? No, I'm supposed to get a beer. Where are you going?
Oh.
No, I said I'm going to get a beer. You're going to
you
read
say,
the next
you're
headline.
You're going to say news, and you go get a beer.
No, we'll
and then
play
when
it
you
back.
Come back, whatever.
You're going to read the headline.
I'm exhausted,
get a
Rooster.
Right now, no, we're not going to say right now. We are now in
news. So am I reading the news?
You're reading the headline, kind of giving a gist of that. Grabbing a beer, maybe stop talking to you.
The PlayStation Vita will still significant price reduction in 2012. Now what? Doc, what does it mean? That means it's still good pricing? You get a Cadillac if you buy one? Was it saying that the price is the same, still high?
God, you're like a little child when a mom walks away in a mall. You're like, where am I? What am I doing?
I don't do news.
Anyways, the PlayStation Vita will still significant price reduction.
Worse than me. And I was doing it intentionally.
The Vita will be getting a price cut, is what this news article is saying.
A significant price reduction.
Why
didn't they just write that?
Sony will soon start officially with a temporary action that all PlayStation Vita models, Valor, Retailer, Game Mania. What the hell am I reading?
Didn't the game just the system come out this year?
Yes, and it was incredibly expensive. So, the thing will be getting a price cut. It doesn't say when it's going to be getting a price cut, but chances are it will, just like I predicted it will.
You're almost looking like half the price.
Most likely. The 3DS when that came out was, what, $269 or something?
That's
like
as
that?
Much as the Wii U coming out November something.
Yeah.
November 18th. November 18th.
After my birthday. so the Vita will be coming out.
If anyone wants to send Kevin a Wii U for his birthday, you know where to send it.
I keep spread, man. I fucking love keep spread. It's so good. Anyway, so the Vita will be getting a price cut. Are you surprised? Neither am I.
What's a Vita?
Devil May Cry will feature 4 extra difficulties.
Extra difficulties?
Yeah.
Wait, these aren't it, because they've always been included.
One of the most parts of getting a fresh new Devil May Cry, it was always a concern of mine regarding, So after easy, normal, and hard, the following 4 modes will be unlocked.
These aren't new.
Really?
Yeah, you always do this.
Oh.
When my brother had the PS3, the Heaven or Hell is one shot, they die.
Let's read it. Okay, fine. So the other extra moods, this is saying new modes, will feature four extra difficulties. Not once did it say new in that headline.
Yeah, but it's not extra. It's always been those modes.
Well, in the new one, they could have taken it out. They decided to put it back in. There, it's extra.
Not back in. It's always
okay,
there.
Well, it's there. It's like, extra. It's like, it's not
okay,
the,
it's
no.
like saying, Toe Jam and Earl will now add Earl.
Oh
it's
my
like,
god.
He's always been
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but the game's not called Devil May Cry plus four extra modes. It's called Devil May Cry. The four extra modes are extra modes. If you want to do them, you can.
Okay, for the they last...
They could have said, no, we're not putting those four
for
extra modes
for the last four Devil May Cry games, it's always been there.
So you're expecting it.
So it's like saying Medal of Honor will now include guns. It's
you mean
like,
Medal of Honor will now be good.
but you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that would be a difference, right? It's
I
like,
don't like your bad grammar. That would be a difference.
Yeah. Except
did you get a haircut?
No, my hair is just sideways.
Oh, they're adorable.
I wear a toque from here to work and back and left, so my hair is pressed down.
Anyways, the four not extra difficulties.
The four difficulties
will be Son of Sparta, which means remix enemy layouts, tougher enemies, and enemy behavior throughout.
Dante explained what it is, and I was trying to sum it up in my mind.
Dante Must Die. It's the same as above, but contains the strongest enemies and insane attack waves. Heaven or Hell, another remix mode, but everyone and everything, including Dante, dies after one hit.
Yeah.
That's
it's hard. Easy. It's easy.
No way.
It's very. It's easy. It's the easiest mode to do. Because when my brother had the piece,
oh, I guess everything dies in one hit.
Yeah,
so.
And when my brother did, I think it was Devil May Cry 3 or 4, he just used the pistols. All right. Even if the enemies aren't on the screen, you still kill them.
Well, Hell in Hell.
This is the fucking hardest
one. The same
one.
As above, but only Dante dies after one hit.
Yeah, this is hard.
Yeah.
And you know what? For the PS3, my brother beat that. He beat the game on Hell in Hell.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Well, you know Garrett from, help me out here, For Love of Gaming, he beat Dark Souls.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I forgot I had that game.
Yeah.
Just like I forgot I had Skyrim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do have Skyrim.
Wii U Digital Deluxe promotion gives eShop credit for purchases.
How much credits?
So, $50 in purchases on Wii U Deluxe grants $5 store credit.
Oh, my God.
Usable on Wii U or 3DS.
That can buy almost nothing.
Wow.
That can buy Super Mario Bros. 3 that you already own.
Nope, not even. You can buy Super Mario Wario Land for the Game Boy.
Holy
Wario Land for the Game
crap.
Boy is $3.99. I have $3.74 in my eShop channel.
It would have been nice if they gave you, 50? Like, half the equivalent of the system. It's freaking virtual money. You already have the license for the games and all that. You're not losing money.
New Star Wars in 2015 as Disney buys Lucasfilm.
Huh? It was so easy. All we had to do was look at George Lucas and be like, hey. 4-point-something billion dollars? Hell yeah.
We have 4 point
They own Marvel
dollars.
Too, right?
Yeah, they own Marvel.
Yeah.
Hey, would you like to join us in Iron Man?
Fuck yeah.
So, Disney is acquiring Lucasfilms.
You're not going to do that for the whole entire 4-page
article. And it's targeting Star Wars Episode 7 for release in 2015. The company announced this afternoon. After 35 years of independence, founder and CEO George Lucas is passing on the ultimate leadership of the Star Wars franchise and all the rest of the company's properties to the Walt Disney Company.
I don't remember if it takes place after New Hope or Return of the Jedi or something. I forget where I read that, and I'm too tired to even remember. Ah, fuck, it doesn't say here. Where is it?
So read it here. You're George Lucas.
So George Lucas had this to say in the statement.
Where's George Lucas?
Right here.
How does he sound like? For the past 35 years, one of my greatest...
No, you gotta go slower. For the past.
That's not what he talks like.
I don't know what he sounds like. Just make it sound old.
Misa Tinka, past 35 years.
Uh-huh.
One of my greatest pleasures.
Uh-huh.
Jar Jar been to see Star Wars past from generation to one, you must. to the next.
you went from Jar Jar Binks to Yoda. What happened?
Hey, why not?
Lucas sent a statement. We're not reading it. The point is, Disney plans to start another trilogy with Episode 7. The company revealed in a post-announcement conference call. Episode 7 is in early development, and Disney releases new Star Wars feature film every 2 to 3 years with Lucas as creative consultant.
You know what I would have done if we actually read Lucas' second statement?
What?
Chewbacca. Yes, Chewie.
And that was R2-D2. Now you gotta read that C-3PO. Oh, it's now time for me to... I'm sorry. Michael Jackson walked in the room.
Misa thinks so.
Anyways, yeah, so Disney now owns Star Wars or George Lucas.
It's not bad. And you know what? I saw the image...
Hey, Disney fixed Marvel. Marvel movies are
and
Fantastic
you know what?
Four.
I saw the image where it was like the Mickey Mouse characters dressed up as Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
You know what? If they actually made... Like, they rebooted Star Wars with the Mickey Mouse characters...
Oh.
You know what? I wouldn't be so
like a
like,
robot
this is
chicken with Mickey Mouse characters though, like Christmas Carol,
kind of, but a little bit better, higher budget. You know what I mean? I
wouldn't because
you know when they
just
did
a Christmas Carol,
yeah, just like Christmas carols. I wouldn't mind seeing it because
Penny's my sister.
I know, I know the story of like Christmas Carol, right? And when they did it their version, even though it was cartoons, like watching a new movie,
it was clever. It was Scrooge.
Yeah, so, it was nice. So like, if they decide to do that because they fucking own, they do whatever they want, I'd still watch it.
I just shit my pants. I had one of the greatest ideas ever.
What?
Kingdom Hearts 3 will be one of the best games ever, ever fucking made. Disney and Final Fantasy characters, okay?
Okay.
That's not where it stops.
Iron Man?
And Marvel and fucking Star Wars. Not only will you go to Brave Little Toaster Land, because that definitely better be in part 3, but you can also go to fucking Tatooine. And while you're there...
Tatooine.
And while you're
there... I don't want a tattoo.
Fucking Iron Man shows up, man. Fucking Iron Man. Kingdom Hearts 3 will be the best fucking title ever made.
We don't even know if they're in the same galaxy.
Squall, Iron Man, Brave Little Toaster, and Sora. Oh my, oh lord. Oh lord, I can't take it. Oh, no time, lord.
And Sora Hulk Smash.
Oh, Sora Hulk Smash. He's an assassin. I mean, he's an assistant. Oh my god, Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to be the best game ever. Because this is what they're going to do.
Next news system. Kingdom Hearts 3, canceled.
Because clearly this would be the thing to do when you have all these licenses on your
first of all, when you paid $4.7 billion, you better market
especially when Disney is already doing a crossover with Square Enix. Square Enix is a game developer. Disney's already doing a crossover with them, which is really strange. Oh my god, if they do Marvel... Okay, I got it. I need a beer. Read the last one. I'm so tired of this game too, but read the last one.
This is a rumor. Grand Theft Auto 5, first in-game screen and pre-order details leaked.
According to user from
Snap,
he claimed to be the first person to pre-order the Grand Theft Auto 5 game. Quote unquote, I was the first person to pre-order Grand Theft Auto 5, so I got this poster and little image projector thing with a sneak peek photo in Lucky GTA 5. In the meantime, he posted his first in-game screen plus some pre-order bonuses. Check it out below.
So it's one of those, whatchamacallit, those kid toys where you put the picture in and you look at the light.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not so cool.
Yeah.
What do you, like, you on it, yeah.
But what do you think? I think it looks real, legit.
Oh, okay, I'm pretty sure it looks legit, unless this guy paid lots of money for packaging and stamps,
and
so
then,
whatever.
And then here's a letter to Future Shop employees, which is weird, because if I wanted to get sneak peek of games earlier, I could have done it. Working at Best Buy, I knew what games were coming out, I knew what pre-order bonuses were, but I respect it. Someone didn't. Dear Future Shop employees, this is an exciting time for us here at Rockstar Games, where we just released the second trailer for Grand Theft Auto 5 and are looking forward to officially kicking off the pre-order campaign. On November 5th, 2012, customers will be able to pre-order Grand Theft Auto 5 at Future Shop while supplies last. Customers who pre-order in store will receive a free poster, and for those who pre-order, a free limited edition Los Santos photo viewer as well.
I was going to say Los Angeles for some reason.
That's what it's supposed to be. With these collectible, yada yada, we appreciate amazing support, yada yada. So, yeah, cool. Although I've reported on so much Grand Theft Auto 5 thing, that's the only thing that seems legit. Hey, Crysis 3 pre-order bonus revealed as well.
What is it?
I don't know. The release of Crysis in 2007, fans who pre-order the Hunter Edition of Crysis 3 will also get immediate access to the Predator Bow and Hunter Nanosuit module and multiplayer, as well as a bonus XP boost up to level 5, a unique Predator Bow skin, and 3 exclusive dog tags to hunt and stuff for Crysis 3.
Meh. It's right okay. On. It's extra stuff. It's for not paying more.
Hey! That is all news! Dun, 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 dun. Seriously, that's pretty much it. Deals, I guess? We can go to deals?
Deals of the year.
N4G, why you no work? N4G.com? No? No work?
Okay. That is not where we get our sources from.
No, wink, it is not. Wink. Okay, fine. Fuck you, N4G.
You get a down. Zero on our...
Okay, so if you're something or other, quickly, read something while my computer loads.
8:14 p.m. is the clock on your computer.
Yes, yes it is.
What are they going to read? You're, like, closing windows.
So a PlayStation 3 software update.
Includes candy for Halloween.
So new 4.31. redesigned trophy
collection.
It's an update. Collection.
Download it. Enjoy.
It's an update for your PS3. Another one. Again.
Sorry.
You still have another one for your PlayStation.
What up?
I'm looking for a PlayStation Store to see what's on special. But before we go there, Gamersgate.com is having a Halloween sale. Woo!
Hope the deal still lasts, because Halloween was over.
You guys, deal of the day is Dead Rising 2, $5. By the time you hear this, it'll be gone. Dead Space 2, $5.
By the time you hear this, still $5.
Alan Wake, $15. Oh, by the way, I bought Alan Wake American Nightmare on Xbox Live.
And?
I haven't bought it. I haven't played it. I just bought it because I was like, ooh, I wanted that. It was like $10, I think. So, yeah. But yeah, go to Gamersgate.com for a bunch of PC titles. Dead Space 2 is one of them. I don't want to read all of them because I don't know if they're still going to be there by tomorrow. If you're a Club Nintendo member, you can get Super Punch-Out for 150 coins on Nintendo Wii.
You would think it'd be something to do with Halloween.
Nah, Nintendo's dumb. And you can also get Pro Putt Domo for the Nintendo 3DS. It's DSiWare for 100 points.
It's every other golf game just replaced with the main character.
Yeah, Nintendo really has to work on its low advertising. I don't understand what they're doing. But if you're a PlayStation member, PlayStation Store member, October 30th PlayStation Plus update, you could get One Piece Pirate Warriors 40% off PlayStation Plus members. So it's going to be $30. Wonder Boy and Monster World is going to be 80% off for PlayStation members. So it's going to be for $1. $1.
That's practically free.
Wonder Boy and Monster World. WWF 13 Fan Access, 50% off for PlayStation Plus members. Super Monkey Ball, Banana Split. Complete DLC bundles, regular price is $1.99. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, 40 cents for the DLC.
I'm surprised that game's still around.
And coming soon to PlayStation Plus, you'll be getting everything I just read to you.
So, but more.
But not too bad. Not too shabby.
It's okay. It's probably better than what we get.
Well, if you're an Xbox member, content for October 30th and November 12th, the deal of the week, or Xbox Live games will be coming out. Fool Nation for 800 points.
What the hell?
PID for 800 points.
PID's brother.
November 7th.
I don't know if many people know the song.
It's our background for top 10. Toe Jam and Earl Collection.
With extra Earl.
With extra Earl for 800 points. The deals of the week is Oblivion stuff or Bethesda stuff, DLCs.
So they're really doing these season passes.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. 2,000! That's all I got left!
Yeah, so that's it. But the big game to look for next week is Toe Jam and Earl. Are you going to get it?
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to get that as well.
But only if there's online
call. Oh, of course, naturally.
If there's not, we'll just play here after podcast.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, so that seems to be all for news. Very short week because it's the release schedule. So until
then. And we're exhausted.
So up next, top 10 creepiest things in gaming. So up next.
Yay!
You are listening to the Pinheads Podcast.
And we are back. So that was our scary promo. Hurrah!
Did we even do put a promo in?
No, yeah, it's the you are listening to the pyramid. Yeah.
He just got up, did a little spin and came back.
Oh, I showed you my little key card. Oh, nice. That important. So yeah, being Halloween and the fact that I haven't done a top 10 in about 2 months or so. Yeah.
The fact that we're past Halloween day.
And because
it's
November 1st, and by the time you listen to this, it's November 2nd, I decided to do a top 10 based on Halloween. Now, you remember that a long time ago I did top 10 scary, disturbing, whatever things in gaming?
And people yelled at you?
And people yelled at me. Then after that, I did top 10 scary moments and non-scary games.
And people yelled at you?
People yelled at you? Me. It's hard to come up with scary games without constantly using Silent Hill, Resident Evil, and Fatal Frame. Like, it's hard to come up with other games. So this time I decided to do top 10 creepy things in gaming. So this
and people hate you.
And I actually had this idea for a long time.
You're just slow. Well, busy.
It's not
slow.
I didn't know when to put it out. I didn't know how to do it.
Before Halloween.
I wanted to do a top 10 urban myths, but I could only think of four. But I also wanted to do top 10 Easter eggs, but then Cracked.com did an article like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't want to get my source from them because then I'm just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Not being
plagiarizing.
Original.
I'm plagiarizing them. And I'm like, I don't want to do Easter eggs. So how about I just grab all the little creepy things and just put them together? That's what I did. GamesRadar.com has a top 7 creepiest things in gaming.
But we have 10.
We have 10.
We thought of 3 extras.
But to be fair, I did work on this thing for 2 weeks now. Remember how many times it was supposed to be top 10 games that used the word dead in the title?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the top 10 zombies. And then I was like, so it became this. So top 10 creepiest things in gaming. So pretty much all these games that are like more or less creepy or just a typical game has a little something in it or something around it. Or
that
like
just makes it creepy.
That makes it creepy. So starting with
number 10.
Doom 2. The real boss in Doom 2 is?
Is what?
John Romero.
I still don't know who that is.
John Romero is the creator of Doom, pretty much the co-founder of id.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, when you play in the game Doom, you go through this corridor and all that, you fight the boss and all that. Eventually, you meet up with... Now, imagine yourself in 1993 when you see this video, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, you're playing Doom, and all of a sudden, 1993, whatever the game came out, the graphics are a little weird looking at all. All
right.
So, imagine you're seeing this appear.
Where you're shooting freaking John Romero.
Pretty much a floating, decapitated head.
It's not hitting you back.
But just imagine as a kid... Just seeing that. You're already playing Doom.
The game being creepy as is already.
Yeah, and then you just see this giant floating head of just a decapitated head with blood pouring out of it. It's not the most scariest thing, but it's a creepy Easter egg.
Number 9.
Assassin's Creed 2. The Kraken.
I never knew about this.
This, okay, you know how I have that weird fucking phobia?
Giant penises.
Giant, I said that in here too.
Oh, did you really?
Insert penis joke here. Yes, I've
heard it. Oh, okay. Damn it. You know me too well.
I do. So in Assassin's Creed 2, after you're doing this puzzle, Assassin's Creed 2, would you say it's a scary game at all?
No, of course not. So it's actually fun killing
people.
It's a
fun action-packed game, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, you're doing this one puzzle thing, and you're, you know, turning wheels. And
I remember this puzzle.
Yeah, so, well, I'm going to take a sip of beer, so.
So we'll just awkwardly listen quietly to the video.
So in Assassin's Creed 2, when you're in that room, I don't even know what room this is. There's a bunch of pillars, there's water on the floor. I guess water, whatever. You're pulling switches, you're pulling levers and all that.
And it's time, so you got to get to the end before.
Oh, so you got to like parkour your way through it?
Pretty much.
Okay, so after you don't even have to pull a lever, but if you just stand at the edge of the water and look down at the water, it's just so creepy, just how big this fucking mammoth of a thing is. So what makes this part creepy is that, what makes it creepy is that not only is it big and terrifying, there's no explanation for it. It's just there. It's an Easter egg, right? Either you saw it or you didn't. You have to wait for a few minutes or a few seconds to actually...
Well, we're waiting and we're trying to fill up the time with reasons why it's creepy.
Yeah, exactly. So right now, if you're to play... I don't even know what section this is in Assassin's Creed 2, but if you're standing at the edge looking into the water for a very long time, I don't know how people discover
these things. You know what? I think it probably gets leaked by the developers. Like, they just, like, put it on the site and then people try it.
What the fuck? Did we see it? What happened?
No, I think it activated it. Like, I think when you look over for an hour or something, it does a cinematic that shows...
Look how big and creepy this fucking thing is. Look at that. Look at the fucking tentacles. Come on, that's creepy.
For the record, the Kraken would be a lot bigger than that.
But, so that's it. That's the whole thing. It's just there. There's no acknowledging it. There's no reason for it to be there. It's just an Easter egg. It's creepy. I don't care what anyone says. Is that not
that
creepy?
That is creepy. It is.
Like, it's so big.
It's something you wouldn't be expecting in Assassin's Creed. I would have at least expected, like, floating bodies that appear. You know what I mean? Like,
giant octopus, like, with its big, freaky-looking, glowing eyes. Anyways.
Number 8.
Batman, Arkham City, Scarecrow. Oh, I don't know.
I thought you would have said it. Speaking of glowing eyes.
Scarecrow. He's in Batman, Arkham City. Sort of. Not really. You actually told me about this.
This is the one in the boat, right?
This is the one in the boat.
This one scared the shit out of me.
So, in last time's top 10, we had Arkham Asylum there when the Scarecrow is pretty much telling Batman, your parents are dead. Remember, he opens up the bag and Scarecrow comes out?
Yeah.
So, this time, it was more subtle, I guess.
You really have to look for it and solve the
How the fuck
puzzle.
Did anyone find this? How does anyone find anything in games?
Well, they probably... Typically, in a lot of games, like Borderlands 1 did it, Borderlands 2 did it. Like, usually, if there's ever a boat, like, in the middle of the water, it's not really on the map.
Yeah.
It's always good to check out. There was even an achievement for Borderlands 1 where you go on the boat. So, I'm assuming whoever figured this out, like, just saw a boat and decided, hey, I'm going to check it out.
There's so many boats.
Maybe I'll go check every single one of them. And then when you
How would you know to use the hacking tool on the boat?
Isn't there a sign? It's like, something glows?
No.
I don't remember.
It's just a regular boat. Nothing glows. You just, like, even... When I was watching YouTube videos to know where this exact boat was, I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the developers, like, they kind of just release these things, because some stuff I wouldn't believe that someone actually finds it.
Like this?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't...
The Kraken or the octopus thing finds
someone
probably left their controller there?
But you'd probably have to hold a button to look over. You don't just walk. I think, I don't know, like, it just seems too... perfect for that to work out.
Well, in Arkham Asylum, the developers just came out and went like, hey, remember this wall? Remember when they leaked it? They revealed Easter egg? Well, they're like, hey, there's a fucking... If you break this wall, you can go
behind
it. Because
no one figured it out.
No one figured it out. So they actually came out and said, oh, man, here's a secret.
There's hints. Yeah.
So maybe... But I didn't hear anyone doing this. So maybe with this game, people were more like, there has to be something hidden in here. So maybe they found the boat. Anyways, enough describing what it is. What actually is it?
Boat.
So you go on a boat. And then you hack this thing, which actually takes a while to hack. It's one of the hardest
things.
Yeah,
because it's
one of
those things where there's many possibilities, but only one's the right one.
So you go in the boat, and it goes in the first person view.
Yes.
So you walk through the boat. Actually, I can just press play. You walk through the boat, and what do you see exactly?
Scary stuff.
You don't see anything. You just see, like...
cockroaches and stuff. That's scary.
You see a guy sitting on the other side of the room, just like...
The whole environment looks like one of those things that's been rotting for a while.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the stench in there. It feels like humid and sweaty ball sack.
Yeah, exactly. And there's all these, like, bugs and stuff in it. There's a guy sitting on a chair at the end, and I'm going to skip this scene because it's going to startle us, even though we know it's going to happen.
And he has the Scarecrow Majigi.
So he jumps. He's wearing a Scarecrow t-shirt. Is
that
a t-shirt?
Yeah, I believe so. That actually did scare
that
me, though.
That scared
me, too. I didn't expect him to fucking... Like,
so if you zoom into one of the shipping crates at the side, it says invoice to Crane, which is Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
So it was very subtle. That's all. You just go down there. It tells you what's in there, like shipping costs and all that.
$560,000.
Yeah, so that's all it is. And then you just leave and pretend like that whole thing never happened. It's actually quite terrifying.
It's creepy.
Not like this one.
Number 7.
Metal Gear Solid Ghost Photos.
I remember some of the ghost photos, but I don't remember this one in particular, though.
Neither do I, but I remember, because this was the days before internet, and we discovered this on our... Was I with you when we discovered this?
Possibly.
Because after you beat the game Metal Gear Solid, you unlock a camera, which is pretty much useless.
Yeah.
But I remember in the game, if you take photographs of just anything, once in a while, a face would appear, and I thought it was just me going crazy. It turns out, anywhere you take a photo... Well, not anywhere, but in certain places you take a photo in the game, you'll see ghosts.
Creepy.
Which is like early Fatal Frame. But the thing is that it's not just any ghost. Who is it?
The developers?
Developers of Metal Gear Solid. That's pretty much it. You see them in, like, mirrors. It looks like he's peeing, which is pretty funny.
That's a fun.
Yeah, but there's, like, some creepy ones, some funny ones. It was just, again, imagine you doing this as a kid. Like, that's a creepy one.
Yeah, that's so, not a developer.
No, so you're, like, just taking photographs of Metal Gear Solid, and all of a sudden ghosts appear. Like, that...
Then it makes a whole brand new game. Now it's your job to look for the ghosts.
I didn't even know where they are. I was too scared to actually go and ever do this when I was a kid, except when I got those three by mistake and all that. But it's a nice little Easter egg. Oh, that's creepy. It's a nice little Easter egg.
That's a freaking the Baker dude. His name's Baker.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's when we had the bombs all over him.
Oh, yeah. There's a ghost next to him, though.
That's his friend.
Yeah, so that's that. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
Number 6.
Game Boy Camera. Who are you running from?
Who am I running from?
Now... Did I have a Game Boy Camera or did you have a Game Boy Camera?
No, we played like freaking Zellers. Oh, they had a Game Boy Camera.
So if you in the Game Boy Camera, it's loaded with a bunch of
bananas,
a bunch of mini games, right?
Yes.
So I'm gonna put this loud. In one of the mini games, if you keep pressing run because it's like an RPG,
okay. That's the other, huh?
So you keep pressing run, okay?
All right.
So I can see. I want to see if they can actually pick up the sound.
Sounds like it's as loud as us.
Focus, man. Give me the error.
I'm covering my ears.
Why? Is it loud?
It's scary.
Come on.
I'm going to cover my ears, too.
No.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
No.
You see that?
But why are you covering your ears, though?
No.
I don't know if it's going to scream.
There we go.
Look how terrifying that is.
The game just pretty much freezes on a creepy-ass picture.
Yeah. But listen to the Game Boy sound.
Creepy.
Who are you running from?
And come on, does it have to have the message, who are you running from?
You know what they should have put it there as well? They should have put a photo that said behind you, and I guarantee you people would have looked back.
Well, the thing with this is, like, I'm pretty sure this was Japan's way of being, oh, so funny.
So funny.
Oh, so funny.
They made a game show out of it.
Like, they thought it was hilarious, right? That's so cute. But in
Americans
real life,
were like, oh,
my God, this is terrifying. Like, yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing I went with Sega.
Sega. Number 5.
Silent Hill 4 The Room. Giant freaking head.
I don't like this game. It's actually scary.
It's really scary.
I don't like it.
I remember playing the game, and this is the part I stopped playing it.
I stopped when the things were coming out of the wall. Not this one. No. Like, there was a hole, and they started coming into the room. And then I don't know what the fuck to do, so I just turned it off.
I didn't play that much of Silent Hill 4 either, because I was really scared, because it was really first person in the beginning.
That's what I didn't like. Yeah, I like the third person. At least I could see what's behind me. This one, I was afraid to turn.
So, out of all the creepiest parts, ignore the babies on the wall, ignore the giant hole in this wall, ignore those ghosts that float towards you, which is already creepy as it is, or the ghost heads that appear outside randomly. There's one thing in the game that is absolutely creepy as sin, and that is the fucking giant head.
Maybe it's because you're afraid of giant shit. I don't know, but it is actually pretty creepy.
So in the game, look at that. Imagine you just walk into that. But look at its eyes.
It's fucked up.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, that's creepy.
I wonder if you can hit it.
I think he tries to.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So that's creepy, right? Like, from the camera angle of, like, aiming down, and then all of a sudden, boom, face. Oh, that's scary. I'm sorry. That's creepy. It's uncomfortable.
I'm surprised whoever is playing. I'm assuming they probably knew about it. That's why they're just showing it. But I can imagine originally I would have thought it was a boss and immediately turned back to run.
Like, if you see that giant face, like, but you see what I mean when I say it's creepy, that phobia of too big?
Penis.
But you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, it is creepy. And apparently the head belongs to a girl named Eileen. She was a victim of the game, but...
Come on, Eileen. Oh, come on, Eileen.
Regardless, the
game... It was
game,
her only warning.
It's creepy. I mean, there's nothing else to really say about it. If you see the article on Baroners.com, you'll see what I mean. It's... Really, really.
It's kind of hard to describe the creep. You just gotta see it.
You do have to believe it. Exactly.
Ripley's, believe it or not. Number 4.
Metal Gear Solid 3 the river.
Into the river below.
Do you know how many times I lost?
I'm running for the empire.
Do you know how many times I lost?
Something I'm insane, but y'all don't know my name.
Into the river below.
Billy Talent? No?
Yeah.
No,
okay. I was trying to figure out some way to put in Fallen
Forget
Leaves
me,
in
Father,
there.
Forget me, Father. Why should you bother now?
That's like old Billy Talent. You gotta at least listen to the new ones.
Forget me, Father. Why should you? Yeah, the voice. You know what the voice reminds me of?
Who?
It ends. Anyway,
but
so
American.
Metal Gear Solid 3, The River. You said you died a lot at this point?
Yeah, because I didn't continue to go, but you're supposed to
continue.
You're
supposed to go. You die in a game, spoiler. You die in a game, but then you, or do you? You wake up again, and you walk through the river.
9 minutes.
Now, it is a 9-minute video, but it all depends how you play the game. If you play Metal Gear Solid like you're supposed to, meaning you don't kill anybody, you tranquilize them or knock them out.
You won't come across many ghosts.
You won't come across many, many
basically,
ghosts.
Basically, in your path to enlightenment, you come across all those you've hurt.
Every single soldier and animal you kill is in this section. Animals, too, because I got attacked by crocodiles.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I killed a lot of animals.
You monster.
So, and when I played this thing, it was like the second time on the HD, it was like a 3-minute level. Because all I did was like flash, flash, flash. Because when you play the game, it's already creepy because Sorrow's already creepy. He's the boss.
Yeah.
Because he cries blood. But yeah, as you're playing the game, see, he's crying blood right now.
Or is it ketchup?
So as you're playing the game, flat images of like bosses will just appear with like a terrifying... Oh, just so you can hear it.
But the thing is, they walk towards you and they follow you.
But the thing, every soldier you kill, depending how you kill them,
yeah,
that's how they appear. If you slit their throat, their head's gonna be hanging off. If you shoot them in the leg,
they'll be limping.
If you choke them, they're gonna be like, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. But look at that, it's like Donnie Darko shit. Anyway, so as you're playing the game, not only is like these ghosts and zombie things going towards you. Look at that. See, what is that?
I don't know. What, the thing that comes by?
Yeah, what is it?
I think it's like he's got shot from behind and it's showing the bullet going through.
Ah.
It's the only thing but I can piece of.
Then shit like this happens. I don't want to look at it. It's going to be scary.
What? I don't know. Like,
just keep looking at it.
It might be like 20 minutes from now.
I don't know when it's going to happen. Oh, the sound effect. Ah! Jesus Christ, that actually
scared
me.
You're screaming, scared me. But that was a sorrow, right?
That was a genuine scare, by the way. Yeah. Scream. Yeah, because I hate startling moments. But when I first played this game and that happened, oh, dear God. Like,
you walked back.
Even the second time playing this game, I dreaded it. Because it's a startling moment, and you know how we feel about startling. It's random. And, like, yeah. I know what's coming. There's no timer saying when it's going to come. And it all depends on how many guys you kill.
Yeah.
So if you kill a bunch of guys, that could appear every 5 minutes. If you kill two guys, that appears one after another. So, and it's a scary image, too. It's just like a black and white screaming in agony. For a Metal Gear Solid game, I mean,
that wasn't expected.
This was completely unexpected.
But I think I remember why I kept dying here. I didn't die here because when you reach the end, you like die, but then you're supposed to bite your tooth pill or something to wake yourself up.
Wake yourself up.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's why I kept dying.
Yeah.
So then I did it again, trying to dodge as many ghost balls. Maybe that's why I thought. And then I did it again, going backwards. Nothing happened. But all right. What are we? Number three now?
Number three. Ratman from Grand Theft Auto 4. Now, this is a very, very hard one to talk about, because there's no video evidence and no photo evidence.
So what the hell is it? You drew yourself?
No, that's just...
You just get Mickey Mouse's picture and blur it?
That's a photo, quote-unquote, that someone took. And like I said, it's just like the Bigfoot photo. It's blurry, it's hard to see, you know what I mean?
Could be Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that's me! So in the game Grand Theft Auto 4, there's been rumors and urban legends of a Ratman in the sewers.
Alright.
Now, this rat man can be anything from a homeless guy saying, I'm a rat man, to an actual rat man, a guy who looks like a giant rat.
Alright.
In people clothing. Nobody knows.
Has anyone ever said they saw it?
Everyone says they've seen it, but there's no proof of it. Everyone either says it's a myth, like Bigfoot,
Rat man touched me.
But you know what I mean? No, it's an urban myth. It's a legend, which is cool because it's a legend in a game.
But it's made a legend outside the game.
Yes. So it's cool things like that where I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised in GTA 5 they actually put him in there.
As a
if
costume.
he's not even in this one. So that's the thing. In GTA 4, people said that he's in the sewers. There's been videos online of finding him, but of course they're all bullshit videos. So I'm going to say he's not in the game, and it was just a rumor, because I think on the radio, one of them mentioned a rat man in the sewer, like in between commercial breaks.
Oh, maybe it is in there. Like Herobrine. Don't tell me, shut up.
So yeah, rat man in Grand Theft Auto 4. Is it real? Is it legend? Is it fake? I don't know. It's hard to say. There's no video proof of it. There are videos of people saying, I found a rat man, just a homeless guy, but I'm like, what makes him the rat man? He's just been like
his name tag.
Yeah, there could have been just a random civilian who walked in there because Grand Theft Auto 4 is kind of known for glitches.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
My
second nominee for Grand Theft Auto 4 was a swing.
Oh, with the car?
When you launch it and it launches you
that
up.
Was fun. I like doing that a lot.
But yeah, so that was number 3, which is Ramen. Again, it's hard to talk about because there's no proof. But yeah, there is a rumor.
It's real. It's out there. I've seen it.
The truth is out there.
Number 2.
But it is creepy because it's a legend. It's a legend just like, remember?
Number 2.
Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
Number 2.
Ben.
It's the name of my hair guy cutter.
So, this is a very long, long, long story. I'm going to give you the gist of it. Apparently, there's a guy from 4chan who
named
bought...
Ben.
He's not named Ben. His name is Jatu Sybil from 4chan. He bought Legend of Zelda from an old man in some store. Who knows, right?
Okay.
And then he bought a game, and it just had Legend of Zelda on the cartridge.
Like already... Okay.
So, he brought it home. He
there's a saved file already.
There's a saved file there named Ben. And pretty much the guy was like...
He actually got the 4 masks.
This is how the conversation went. Tell me that I want to buy a Legend of Zelda game.
Hi, I'd like to buy a Legend of Zelda game. No, you don't want that.
No. Tell me that how much Legend of Zelda...
What do you want me to be? The customer or the guy who sells it?
Be the customer.
Okay. Hi, do you have a copy of Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask?
Yes, I do. It's over here.
Oh, nice. That's good. That's good.
But it's cursed.
That's bad.
But the game is good.
That's double good.
But it's very cursed.
That's bad.
The game will ruin your life.
That's good.
Oh, wait, I'm just kind of fucking this up. The game is one of the best games on Nintendo 64.
That's great.
But it might ruin your real life.
That's good.
Anyways, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So the game is pretty much like the Frogger thing.
Ocarina of Time's better.
Well, I never played this one. I can't say. So anyways, the guy buys his game, he loads up a file, which is already in the game, called Ben.
Swaz wasn't big Ben.
No, it's just called
Ben.
That's it.
No Same ifs. Thing if it would be Kevin.
Yes.
Or Rui. Whatever.
Yeah, so they could have called it Rui or anything else, but they called it Ben, okay?
It's the person's name, man.
So in the game, he loads the game and he sees Link like that.
But what's so wrong with him?
So apparently he did... some kind of glitch, like a tilting glitch, 4-day glitch, where the game barely reads the thing. Like I said, it's a very long story, and I'm probably doing a horrible job of
telling the horror of it.
Telling it. So anyways, when he played the game, everything was sort of messed up. You see Link, like, all, like, confusing looking and all that. Point of it is, at the end, he meets a character named Ben, which is that creepy looking thing over
Ooh.
Here. So one of the most popular lines in this section of the game, and it's like a meme, it's a meme online, or a meme, that says this, once a character speaks.
Finally talks, but Link doesn't talk.
Do you know this character at all?
That's the mask guy, the guy who sells the traveling mask man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he sells you masks.
Anyways, the quote is, you met a terrifying something or other. I forgot what the quote is. I'm really good at this. Anyways, you met with a terrible fate, haven't you? That's the famous quote of the game, okay?
All right.
Does this happen?
That's Azora's mask when you put it on.
Okay, so what's happening here?
Yeah, same thing. It happens.
So it turns into that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so apparently if you swim into the game, you'll see...
Epona, the
You'll
horse.
See the giant statue.
Alright.
Wait, let me show it to you. It's hard to explain. Of Ben.
Oh no, what happened to Ben?
Okay. Is that a character at all, of anything?
No, I never came across that.
Okay. So apparently, after you find that thing in the ocean, whatever, and you turn the game off and you turn it back on, it says the save file changes to Ben drowned.
Whoa!
So, when this happened... things in real life started happening to this 4chan user.
Rumor, apparently.
Apparently.
Myths. Legend. Urban.
So things started happening, and apparently, this is where it gets kind of stupid, because apparently Ben tried to communicate to him through YouTube, whatever.
Through YouTube?
Yeah, but anyways. So anyways, that's a legend.
That's actually a good way to communicate.
But anyways, that's the legend. It's really long. It's a lot of information. There's like 20 videos of it, like the videos and what's happening to him, him explaining what's happening in his life that's kind of weird and stuff like that. Because this is old, right?
That would be kind of creepy if it actually somehow coincidence in real life.
So then he went back to return the game. And
the guy
like,
wasn't there.
It would be sorry. Like, he wasn't there. Hey, he was at that tent.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, I screwed up the joke. And number one.
Wait, what else was number one?
Minecraft Herobrine.
Oh, I did not spoil this 2 numbers ago.
As you're the one who actually brought my attention to this.
Yes.
Now, can you... retell what happened and your experience with Herobrine on PC.
On the PC.
Yeah.
It was a... I guess I shouldn't admit to it, but I guess I was. It was a cracked version. Yeah, I didn't, like, pay for it.
You didn't pay for a game that was in beta?
Well, Well, no, but the thing is, it was in order to play Minecraft, you still have to buy it. Like, you pay the $30 or $20, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you play the latest version of the beta. And as it gets updated, you get the newer updates.
Yeah.
But the version I was playing was cracked because, as an unemployed guy back then, I didn't have any money. So I had money, I just didn't.
Well, whatever, you bought Minecraft for Xbox, did you not?
I did, yes. Yeah, so there, justifiable. Yeah. Ta-da! But yeah, so I played a cracked version of it, and I enjoyed it. Like Minecraft, you know, doing your own thing, mining your own business.
Whose craft?
Minecraft! Your craft?
Minecraft! Minecraft! Are you ready?
So basically, I'm mining my own business. Whose
craft? Whose business?
Your business.
My business! Are you ready?
And I dug into this area, which was like a little cavern.
Sorry.
I don't even know if many people know what that was.
Doug.
Doug Funny. Patty Mayonnaise.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Stupid show.
Was it Tofu Killer?
Skittles.
Skitter? Tofu Killer.
Skittle.
Kiss-kiss-a. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. No, what was that? Tofu.
The hell are you talking
about? Killer Tofu. Wee-oo-wee-oo-wee. Ah, forget it.
Wee-oo-wee-oo-wee.
Anyway, so sorry. You dig, Doug.
I did Doug.
And Minecraft. Wow.
And Minecraft. And I came across this, like, platform that had a diamond pickaxe. Just standing there. And there was a sign next to it. I forgot what it said. I don't remember.
It said,
Notch's brother or something like that. Or, fuck, what did it say?
You let me down, brother?
Oh, no. The word Notch was in it. It's like, rest in peace, Notch, or some shit. Like, I forgot.
I remember saying brother Notch or something.
Something like that. Something along those lines. And then, basically, what you didn't realize was Frogger was bad.
Oh, my God.
You open a curse. From that point on, everywhere you go, sometimes, almost always, randomly, he appears.
Yeah.
In places, the most awkward places where you don't even... Why am I seeing these photos for the first time? I've never seen these. Where he would appear sometimes in the background.
Yeah.
Minding his own business.
Sometimes
you'd be... Well, first of all, actually, when you go to bed after you experience that, it brings you to this, like, freaking...
I was recording this whole time.
Yeah, you were. How did I forget such a crucial step? After you find it, when you go home that day and you sleep in the bed, you enter a dream state where the whole corridors are all red.
Everything's all black.
Red. No, they were, like, red. They were dark, but if you got close enough, because it was, like, a dark
pathway. Oh, it was, like, very, very dim. Like,
I guess whatever Minecraft material was, freaking, like, soul sand or something like that.
Right.
And it was just a hallway. And when you look behind you, it was just white light. You can't go... And as you're walking towards, further down the hallway, you'll see a door.
Yeah.
And as you're walking towards there, you hear things behind you.
Like whispering?
What's up?
It's like and, the others and lost.
Yeah, and then, so you just hear things. And then once in a while, you'll see, like, white eyes. Like, the screen turns black, white eyes.
Oh, like so it's like the Metal Gear Solid thing? Just
yeah, pretty much. Image? Except you don't see all the blocks you killed.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the door.
Oh, God, that would take forever walking down a river.
And then when you finally get to the door and you open it, like... A flash of Herobrine stands there, and then your character wakes up. So it's one of those creepy
That's
things.
Really cool.
Then, basically, I guess it's saying you've unleashed
the
darkness. Yeah. And then you would come across and see him, basically. Like, you know, like you'd be minding your own business. I know we use that a lot. Moonscraft, Minecraft. Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah. And sometimes you would just see him in the background.
Just in the background?
Yeah.
Just like watching you?
Just watching.
That's
from
funny.
The distance.
That's creepy.
Sometimes you'd be in your home and you look out the window and he's just standing there.
Oh, so creepy. I mean,
it's one of those things. And then you try to go around to go out there and he's gone.
Oh, so
A lot
good.
Of people put fake videos, like I guess because for the PC you could custom skin.
Well, before we go to that, I've experienced something on Xbox though. Remember?
What
was that? Do you remember that?
That weird symbol thing? Yeah, I couldn't figure that out for you.
But that's the thing. Like when I moved and I came to this apartment and I turned on the Xbox, I haven't played in a long time. I had this weird thing in front of my door, which was like four like a cross of blocks.
And they all had torches on them.
And I don't know where if some user jumped into my game and did that to mess with me or what. Like,
I don't know.
To the podcast. I really have no
idea.
We
dug around and we did some excavation over there and we didn't find anything.
So I have no idea where that
Except
came from.
Except this Indian burial head.
So that's why on Xbox 360, is he in it?
Is he? Well, they said he isn't. But is he?
But you were saying the PC?
The PC. People would put the skins and they would be jumping around and following you and everything. But Herobrine, one, he doesn't jump. He's not programmed to jump.
Yeah.
So already, as soon as I tried finding a video of it.
Yeah, the video I found.
Like, you just see people
too.
Jumping and stuff like that. And it's like, it's exactly Bigfoot. You just see a circle, like a red line. It's like, hey, you know that's clearly a player. But He's real, man.
And the thing is with this, there's no video evidence.
I found a video of when you're sleeping. Not when you've come across the mind, but when you see him in the dream.
Yeah.
But then I could never find it again. Remember, because I wanted to show you, and I never was able to find him. Where is it?
Even I am trying to show the videos. But the thing is, he does clearly exist, because there is an image of how he looks.
Yeah, and
everyone agrees that this
is
the image.
And on the Minecraft wiki, there's the actual wiki, article of him.
Yeah, but with this, too, is that back in the day when Minecraft was just on PC, like the beta or whatever, when people brought up Herobrine, like the name of it, a user named Herobrine would, like, ban him or threaten him on a message board.
Oh, my God.
So, you know what I mean? And every time people ask Notch about it, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
But then on the Xbox version, they acknowledge.
But then,
like, they mention.
But the thing with that is that if he's saying, I don't know what you're talking about on Xbox, he's like, yeah, we took him out. That's why I've always said, maybe he just put him back in, saying that we took him out.
But I think that if they put him back in, they wouldn't have made it that difficult to find.
I think so. It's an Easter egg.
Know.
It's supposed to be hard to find.
It's a world full of like a bajillion blocks. Are you really going to dig every single one to find it?
Yeah, there's so many things to find. That's the whole point of the game is exploring. And if you come across them, you come
across them. Well, now creative mode is out. I'm going to freaking break everything down.
Yeah. Anyways, that was the top 10 creepy things in gaming. What'd you think about it?
Creepy.
Right on. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Halloween.
Don't know what we're going to talk about.
Don't worry, we'll get there.
All right, I'll let you fill me in.
All right, I'll fill you in.
You fill me up.
Up next, something or other.
Halloween.
Hey, it's Kevin here.
And I'm Rooster.
That's right. We're from the Pioneers podcast website. We're doing this off freestyle. There's no script here.
There isn't?
No, there's nothing here. So instead of saying this at the end like I always do, did you know that we have a Twitter account?
We do. It's twitter.com/thepioneers.
That's right. And if you want to get like exclusive pictures and whatnot, follow us on
Twitter.
Which is the website.
What?
Say the Twitter link.
I thought I just did.
Say it again.
Twitter.com/thepioneers.
That's right. And if you like us, and you truly like us, you can also...
get us on iTunes, which is
the first one. This one.
God damn it, people, you're not good at this.
No.
Facebook.com.
Yes, you can like us on Facebook as well. And say you do like our podcast.
Subscribe on iTunes.
You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And what do I keep saying? Rate.
Rate
our iTunes, please. The more you rate,
five
the more
star.
You comment. Let us know what we're doing wrong and what we're doing right. And that's...
example of this promo.
Yes. And you can do that all on the sites that we just mentioned.
Paranerds.com.
And we are back. And oh my God, we are so tired. All right, so as our last topic, because normally we talk about a game that we reviewed, but because it's Forza, it's a car racing game, really, I said everything I had to say at the beginning. So, being Halloween-ish last night,
yesterday,
or 2 days ago, or by the time you hear this podcast, I wanted to talk about just a couple of our Halloween things that we like.
Are we doing a Jerry Springer moment? Closing moments?
And now for my final thought.
Final thought.
Okay, so first off, I want to say, as a kid, what was the worst Halloween costume you've had?
The worst Halloween costume I had?
Like, thinking back, like, with good intentions, but you're looking back
sexy
at it now.
Sexy cop.
You're a sexy cop?
No, I'm always a sexy cop. I don't know. I know my best one was Luigi costume.
That was your best one? Really?
Yeah, that was pretty
conductor
good.
Conductor one?
Right. Conductor. It's Luigi. Fair enough. It was pretty good. It took a lot of work on that one.
That was probably my worst.
Yeah, yours. Yeah.
Really?
No, you're calling it worse. I'm agreeing with you. I'm not going to disagree, because then it wouldn't be
you said it was bad?
If I say, no, Kevin, it was great, then therefore I'm contradicting what you're saying.
But it's my opinion.
But we're supposed to work together as a team.
My one costume that I remember when I was a kid is that my mom, you remember Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Did you ever have this costume where you were supposedly a Ninja Turtle for Halloween?
Plastic mask?
Yeah. No, not
and
even.
And like a jumpsuit that had turtle shell on it?
No, that would have made sense.
But
my Halloween costume was a red plastic bandana. I could see through it, right? That makes sense. It goes around my eyes and all that. Makes sense. So far, so good,
okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah, so far.
And I had a plastic sheet with the Ninja Turtles on the front. And it was like a sandwich board, you know, like when you're advertising something? That's all. That was my costume.
That's a pretty good costume.
So it actually literally had the Ninja Turtles at the front, and at the back it said Ninja Turtles. That was my costume.
It's pretty ghetto.
But, right? As a kid, though... I was a turtle when I put that on. I was like, "This is it, Kevin.
Your dreams came true. Stop, that guy.
This is it. You are a Ninja Turtle. Not teenage, because you're like four, but you are
young
a turtle.
Turtle.
But that was my costume. Just that. The other bad one with good intentions I was a knockoff Power Ranger.
Now, were you a Lower Ranger?
No, well, sort of. When Power Rangers were big at the time, their costumes...
Still big.
were expensive, right?
Yeah.
But see, my mom bought one from Walmart.
You had a red bag across your face and a sandwich board.
My
Same
mom
costume.
Bought me a Power Ranger costume from Walmart, and usually those are like the knockoffs one, right?
Yeah.
Because the real, you know, Tyrannosaurus Rex and all that, you know, they're kind of expensive. So I had a piece of plastic in front of my face.
Yeah.
I was a Red Ranger, supposedly.
The turtle sign crossed out and Power Rangers right on
it. On my chest, it had a diamond, just like Power Rangers, except there was like a symbol of like, I don't know, like a frog or something stupid. Something that wasn't the Red Ranger.
Not the, but there was a, I think, a frog in
later
the movie.
Later on
though.
In the movie, yeah. But this is before the movie, so this goes back that way back. So,
you were the future one.
So I had I'm not even sure it was a frog. I forget what it was. It was just like a weird gold and black emblem, right? That was my costume. When I went to school, my friends had the real Power Rangers costume. If you have a real costume, it's like wearing a fake Nike clothing at like a fashion show. You're gonna get mocked, right? So I was made fun of. That whole
what are you supposed to be, frog man?
Like, who the hell are you? You're not Jason. You're not Jason. Who
you know Jason's
name?
Gay.
You know Jason. So, so those are probably my two, like, not worst, but bad intention. My sister actually fooled me 1 year because she used to buy me costumes and make me costumes too.
All right.
And she told me she bought me a Casper costume.
Turned out to be the KKK costume.
She told me she bought me a Casper costume, which is like a big smiley Casper face.
Yeah.
And you could see through. Remember those, like, death masks that were really cool, the screen ones that you could see through and they can't see you?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful idea. Anyway, so she told me it was that, and she's like, I also got you a Barney necklace. And I started...
Barney necklace?
I started crying. I was like, why are you doing this?
No one said you have to wear it.
Well, my Halloween costume. I don't want to let my sister down. I don't know if she knew, but she was...
But crying in front of her, yeah.
Yeah, so that was probably my three, not good
intention. I don't think I had many costumes, really. I always had the Scream one with the Scream mask only. And
but you had the knockoff one.
I remember in elementary... No, I didn't have. I had the actual
one. The actual
one? Yeah,
I remember when people had the
Lazarus
face.
But in elementary, I remember, I'd always go as a vampire. It's the easiest.
It's
paint your face white, little V on your forehead, teeth, and you're good to go.
That makes sense.
That's pretty much it. Then when I grew up, I used the Scream mask. Caused some trouble in the neighborhood. My mom got scared. Sent me to live with my uncle in Bel Air.
I thought you were serious. I'm like, really? I remember this happening? You have an uncle in Bel Air?
And then my last one I did was the Luigi costume. And that was it.
Last one I did I really enjoyed was when I was the guy from The Hangover.
The baby.
It was so easy to do. All I had to do was grow my beard.
I did Neo for The Matrix and I got little fucking lazy as hell. I didn't get two shits.
I'm going to wear a jacket and black sunglasses.
Oh, my brother had the long trench coat, which Neo has, and he had the goth boots, like kind of like bigger boots. That was the closest to black boots I could get, and I just wore black jeans, a fucking black t-shirt, and I put on glasses. At least people on the street got that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, Neo from The Matrix? Yeah, I didn't think twice about this one.
Well, when I was a guy from The Hangover, that was sort of the same idea. I'm like, I'm just going to buy a fake baby from Walmart.
You don't even need a beard. You're just fake baby. That's it.
And every time I saw another guy dressed up like The Hangover guy, I'm like, first off, my costume is more detailed because A, my hand is wrapped in bandages, just like his was. So yours isn't. B, you have a Jesus beard. I have the real beard. So fuck off. And C, I'm fat. So I'm halfway there.
Me, I'm like, one, no one does Neo anymore from The Matrix. Two, who the hell's Neo from The Matrix? And that was pretty much it. My costumes.
What is your favorite movie to watch? What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't really watch a lot of scary movies, though. I try to avoid it.
Really? Oh, because you're just scared of it?
Yeah, I don't... Because usually people like to watch scary movies right before they go to bed.
Well, fair enough. What's your favorite Halloween movie to watch? Like, during Halloween?
Real Monsters. Real Monsters. I don't know.
That was a good show,
honestly, it was a great show, actually. Yeah. I hope they bring that back.
I was watching Hey Arnold the other day. Stoop Kids on Netflix. Stoop Kids Afraid to Leave a Stoop. Gerald is very black sense. Like, it's like, Hey Arnold! What are you doing down here? Like, I'm like, Jesus, Gerald. Like, turn it down a bit. Yeah, I noticed
Someone went for Halloween. It was funny.
Gerald? That's awesome.
But I don't know. I don't really watch a lot of movies to begin with. Like,
man, you're good for this conversation. Well, the movies I always have to watch at Halloween is The Shining.
All right. Is that called The Shining? I don't know. It's called The Shining, The Shining.
I watched The Shining.
All right. It's called Shining.
No, you got to tell me. Don't you mean The Shining?
Don't you mean The Shining?
Shh. You want to get sued? I always watch The Shining. I try whenever I can. I didn't watch it this year. Adam's Family.
All right.
Hey, play, come on and play with me. Remember that?
Yeah. Is that, it was the...
When you go down the slide.
That very long slide,
That was a good movie. That was fucking hilarious. Even part two I enjoyed a lot.
There was a part two? I don't remember.
When the baby?
I remember,
And when the grandma was at Gomez and everyone got kicked out of their mansion because the professor and his wife.
He owns a mansion or some shit, yeah.
So they're living in like a motel, and then the grandma opens the door and goes, dinner will be late in 10 minutes, or be ready in 10 minutes. I hear, here, boy. We're going outside.
That was actually a good movie. I should watch that again.
And, fuck, there were some other funny lines in it. Oh, like, Uncle, I'm going to say Uncle Harold.
Not Fester?
No, I'm just going to say Uncle Harold. So they're going through, like, the summer wardrobe, like, the closet. He's like, oh, you want this? Sure. Uncle Harold, summer wardrobe, passes him a big bag of clothes. All
right.
Uncle Harold, winter's wardrobe, passes a big bag of clothes. Uncle Harold passes a body bag. I'm like, that's fucking hilarious.
That's so clever.
Yeah, Adam's Family has a lot of good jokes in it.
I personally think I was probably too young. Too young, to really
if you watch it like now, you're like, okay, this is
clever.
Even the whole when Uncle Fester and Gomez are both dancing with the swords and stuff.
Yeah.
I love that scene. I forgot what it's called.
The babushka. Whatever?
Babushka. Yeah, whatever it was. Hey.
You're my brother.
So good. I can watch Adam's Family 1 and 2 every year. Like, I have no problem watching it.
Except for this year.
But yeah, it's just a funny movie.
I didn't play for the story, but I played the story.
I even like Thing in it. Like, the way the effects are actually really good, even to now. The way Thing looks is good.
Yeah. Cousin It was cool. Didn't he have a child? He had a child, yeah. It was
later on, he had a child. Adam's Family is one movie I could watch. Ghostbusters, although we had this conversation, is it really a Halloween movie? I guess so.
It's ghosts.
Yes.
But if you're not afraid of no ghosts, then...
Yeah, Ghostbusters are two movies I always watch as well. 1 and 2, have no problem with it. That is correct. This man has no dick. Sorry. the Ghostbusters movies are movies
I had to think
watch.
About if I had a dick or not, because you pointed right at me. I'm like, huh, do I?
Nightmare Before Christmas is another movie I always watch every Christmas.
All
right. Have you ever seen it?
How the hell? Yeah.
This is Halloween.
How the hell do we get to Christmas?
No, it's Nightmare Before Christmas. It's sort
I know,
Halloween.
But you said I watch it on Christmas.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, my mistake.
Exhausted.
And I always try to watch the Friday 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Man, you have a lot of time here.
No, I don't. So that's why I only watch part one, which is really, really dated and it's old, but whatever.
Are they rebooting it?
They already did.
Did it really fail?
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. Disney shouldn't do theirs. They should buy it out.
Those are the movies I usually watch during Halloween.
I watch whatever's on TV.
What about shows? What shows do you look for Halloween?
Whatever. The Simpsons
Halloween
special.
Baby.
And that's
Treehouse
much
of Horror.
It,
yep.
Yeah.
And that and the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. I always had to watch Charlie Brown.
Never was too big fan of it.
That's pretty much our Halloween tales.
Creepy,
spooky, magic. Anyway, so that's our podcast for this week. I kept it nice and short, an hour and a half.
Not bad.
I'm really tired. How about you?
I'm already sleeping.
So we spoke about... What the fuck did we talk about? Forza
Top
Horizon.
Top 10, Forza, Bananas.
Yes, all that jazz. Is there anything you want to tell the people about pictures of the week?
Please submit pictures of the week. I'm running out. I really, really am.
What's your
email
address?
I'm starting to draw my own. RoosterParenters.com.
That's right. And, you could. We also did the top 10 creepy things in game, which includes...
Number 10...
John Romero on Doom 2.
Number 9.
Assassin's Creed 2, Kraken.
Number 8.
Arkham City, Scarecrow.
Number 7.
Metal Gear Solid, Ghost Photos.
Number 6.
Game Boy Camera, who are you running from?
Who are you running from? Number 5.
The giant freaking head from Silent Hill 4, which is still scary.
Number 4.
Metal Gear Solid 3, The River.
Number 3.
Rat Man from Grand Theft Auto 4.
Number 2.
Ben from Legend of Drowning.
Legend of Drowning, yeah. Number 1.
Hero Brian from Minecraft!
Whose craft?
Minecraft!
Your craft?
Are you ready? And we also spoke about Halloween because we had no other topic to talk about. Remember, there is a contest for a Devil May Cry
bag,
backpack, whatever you want to call it.
Bag on
you can see
pack.
How it looks on the website. It should be up by the time this podcast is up, assuming I edit everything out in time. So it should be up by then. So all you got to do is just email me. What was the message? It was in there. Where was it?
I don't know. Could have been right after we mentioned it.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. You tell me.
Could be right now.
Yeah, could be right
Who
now.
Knows?
And that's pretty much it. What's on the pipeline for this week?
Stuff.
Right on. We should have some reviews coming out on the site as well. You can listen to me on the For Love of Gaming podcast. I was on there this week as well. It's been a long time since I've been there. And that's pretty much it. Just follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/theparanerds. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/theparanerds.com, I think. Raptor.com/paranerds. And email kevin@paranerds.com for questions, concerns, yada yada, or...
RoosterParanerds for non-questions and yada.
That's right. And something else. Oh, yeah, of course, shout-outs. Thank you to GamersGate.com for sponsoring us, and ClassicElite.com, F37.com, One More Castle, and, of course, For a Love of Gaming podcast. So
and everyone who
guys.
Cares.
Exactly. And, of course, Gaming on Battery's new issue will be coming out soon. Click on the site, buy the magazine, support the shit out of us.
And you're cool if you do.
Indubitably. Anyways, that's the podcast for this week, and we'll talk to you guys next week, hopefully.
Yeah.
Bye-bye!
Creepy.
Creepy, spooky
magic. Who's magic?
Mine.
Your magic?
I'm just gonna save it.
Thank you.